And we're back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us now in our studios, we do have a couple of special guests. We have Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Engineer Dave Bennett. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in today. Yeah. We're going to talk about, you know, Bridge Square today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think of Bridge Square. I don't think of the snow-covered Bridge Square that we're looking at right now. But you think of green space and a place to gather for the community and such.
Yeah,
Northfield has gone through a planning process about the future of not only Bridge Square. We're kind of getting to that right now, but the whole riverfront development. And why don't we start off with just a little bit of history on the planning process and what you've gone through so far?
So if I could just back up just 1 second, Jeff, just in terms of the why. So our downtown, as you know, you work here every day. Mm-hmm. You're here probably earlier than most people, right? Our downtown really plays host to a substantial amount of people Monday through Saturday. Sundays, it's a little bit more quiet, but we see a lot of activity, and we're seeing even more during our summer months. When it's a little bit, you don't have to hop over the snowdrifts and things like I did this morning to make it into the office today. But we really play host to a large number of people, and people want to be in our downtown. So providing a gathering space where people can be together for people of all ages and all abilities is really what this downtown riverfront plan is about. But Bridge Square, that park, plays a really central role to that and has throughout the centuries ever since Northfield was created. It was a gathering spot, and primarily it was more dirt, right? A watering hole for your horses and things like that. But it's evolved over time. And so this is just one more step to evolve and make it an even better place for the future generations. So just the why behind it's such an important park for our community.
Now, the history behind that, it's the whole riverfront we're looking at. I mean, people have in the 21st century a lot different view of what the riverfront could be than they did in the 20th or 19th centuries. Yes. So, Dave, maybe you can talk a little bit about the planning process that more recently we've gone through.
Yeah. So really, it started back in 2014 where there was the development of the Bridge Square plan and extensive engagement, and it really arrived at four different alternatives for the Bridge Square, you know, what the vision or what it could look like. So really, with four different alternatives, there's really not one to move forward with. So fast forward to last year, really. So once the Riverfront Enhancement Action Plan was completed, one of the key task related to that was really to try to figure out what is that final concept plan, or what are we really trying to do with Bridge Square. So we've been working with the team of Bruce Jacobson, Bob Close, and Julie Aldrich to really help take those four alternatives and really re-engage the public and try to get it into one final concept. So that started in the fall last year. We went through an engagement process. There was a concept out there previously trying to take the four alternatives, and we tried to blend them into one based on some of the input that we've heard. And really, we have another draft concept out that we're taking input on from the public. So, you know, I think a few of the things that we've heard, and throughout the process, is parking. Keep as much parking. Do not eliminate parking. So it's important that we have the parking. We've heard about the fountain and the monument, that those should stay and remain. You know, the popcorn cart should stay. I'd say that we've heard through the initial process now is really the Water Street, the segment that's been closed with the temporary barriers kind of through the COVID as a trial, that it seems like there's a lot of support to look at closing that segment of street. But the other streets really, I think, remaining open so that the vehicles can use them.
Mm-hmm. Once again, we're talking with Dave Bennett, Mayor Pownell, about the Bridge Square and some draft plans for Bridge Square. Yeah, I'm looking at there's a very good video out there, by the way, on the City of Northfield's website. I don't know if Sam Temple made that video. I think that's his voice on there, isn't it?
Yes.
Did a great
yes.
job with it. Good job, Sam. But there's also some drawings out there. One of the things that I noticed, first of all, I got to ask you, what in the world is a woonerf?
It's really, it's I'd say it's a complete street type term. Like if that'd be over in Europe, they use that term. So it's really a place where you have vehicles and pedestrians and bicyclists. So it's more of a street that's what we would call, I guess in America, would be more of a complete street, more use, user-friendly for all ages and abilities.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, back to you mentioned parking there. One of the things I've noticed is the plan appears to cross out about 30 parking spaces that are like the closest ones to Bridge Square, the place where people are going to. Am I reading that right? Is that correct? Is that just something that's on there right now? Could it be adjusted? Where are we at with that parking situation?
So I would say when we look at the phasing and timeline, so phase one is the plaza that we're calling the green and the terrace, and really that initial phase, which we're thinking in the next, that would happen potentially in the next 5 years, really does not take out any parking. The only spots that would probably go out is where we had the portable bathrooms kind of that were closed right over the recent last couple years. And then in the future, I think we'd be looking at the parking. I think we've indicated and I think we've said to the public we will not be taking parking on until we have a plan in place long-term on what we want to do with the parking down there. So I think it's still up in the air, but no parking would go without another plan and what we'd want to do with that.
You know, when you're doing this, I'm guessing that you took into consideration, I'm sure people came up and spoke. We've got, you know, some big events that go on in Bridge Square all the time between the Riverfront Art Fair and also Defeat of Jesse James Days and a lot of little things. Those things taken into consideration when the design was being drafted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we did reach out to those stakeholder groups and really wanted to hear their input and feedback. And I think with this plan, it does have a lot of flexibility. So, you know, for Defeat, with their tent set up, where the beer gardens are, with where all the vendors come in, we have a lot of flexible space. So those spaces can still be utilized for that setup. So, and then for like Vintage Band, you know, one of the things we heard in one of the previous concepts was, should we have more of a permanent type performance band shell? And I think through the initial, we heard that, you know, a permanent one down there does not make sense in this space, but it still allows for the Vintage Band setup and the stage and the portable stage to really have that event down there.
All right. You look like you have something to add there.
I just like this plan. Can I just say that? I mean, our consultants and staff and all of the input that we've received, I mean, as you look at it and you start taking into consideration some of those things that you mentioned, Jeff, Vintage Band, DJJD, and the flexibility that they've created with the design of the space that, like, the green can accommodate food trucks. And 4th Street and the different streets that frame Bridge Square right now, that which wouldn't be phase one, right? That would be future phase, where it would raise the level of the streets so that it would be much more accessible and easier for people to be able to filter around. You don't have to worry about stumbling off
The curb line.
I mean, you're watching. There's lots of people around. And if it's flat there, it just makes it so much better for people of all ages and abilities, people pushing strollers, people behind walkers. It just makes it so much better. And so I'm just really excited about this. It's amazing that people can take all of these different interests and concerns and meld them together and come up with something that for future generations will work so well.
Full disclosure, I really like the plan as well, the design. You know, it may need some tweaks here or there. I'm not really sure. But overall, that looks like a much more usable design for everybody involved,
yes.
Everyone involved. But let's talk about the phases. You had mentioned phase one, phase two. What are we looking at for phase one and as far as the improvement and also the time schedule? Is that going to be starting soon?
Sure. So I would say once we get through and work through and get with council to adopt really the final plan, it really would get into our capital planning and phasing. So I'd say phase one, which is kind of the area of Bridge Square within the street, so it really does not impact the streets around there. So that would be the plaza, the green area, and the promenade. So that would be closing of the Water Street segment that comes through there. That'd be the phase one, probably would happen within the next 5 years. And then really the later phases are really to be determined. So the river walk and the landing. So we've talked about a potentially modification of the dam or altering the dam to activate the river more, and maybe that. So that's still something that would need to be studied and looked at. So that would be in a future phase. And then really the streets, you know, that could be out 10 years. I will say in the streets downtown, I mean, they were built in the 70s. You can see a lot of the sidewalks are being patched in quite a bit. You can see the pavers are being patched in. So, you know, those are in the future. But there's definitely, we're starting to see the wear and tear on the streets and the sidewalks down here. So it's probably like 10 years out for that. But certainly some of those are more in the future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, all for it, one big thing, though, is the cost. Mm-hmm. This is not going to be cheap the way it looks. Actually, nothing is cheap yes. in this day and age. Nothing. Yeah. But do we have any idea what this might cost 5 years, 10 years from now? Mm-hmm. And more importantly, I guess, where that money's going to come from? Is that going to be bonded, or is it within some type of budget? Or?
Good question, Jeff. I think we're working that out. Once we have the concept, the consultant will price it out in the different phases, so we have an idea. And then really we'll be working with council on the funding. So we're not sure if it'll be just direct through the levy, or if it'll come right through some different sources of funding, or if it's a combination of with downtown and some of the economic development type stuff going on down here related to the funding. So that the funding source is to be determined, I would say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think one of the benefits of having an adopted plan is that it creates an opportunity where we can leverage local funds with some funds from, say, other pots of money. We can leverage it with some state grants, or maybe there's some federal dollars. But absence of an actual plan, you don't have any way to showcase your project to other entities to be able to bring in additional dollars to accomplish it. And then I would just say, in terms of cost, I think everything costs. I mean, stormwater ponds are like, just to create those and update those, like $500,000. Our streets are in the millions of dollars. Nothing, taking care of the city is expensive, but you cannot deter general maintenance. You can't deter constantly really looking at how can you prepare your community and the local infrastructure, which includes a lot that falls all underneath Dave's department, really a significant part of it. It all costs. And I think at just preparing our community to be livable for all people of all ages, designing our streets, our parks, taking care of our stormwater ponds, our sidewalks, yes, it all costs, and it costs a lot. But just leaving it to future generations to take care of is also irresponsible. So I'm just really appreciative of the community's feedback and input. There's an actual survey that people can fill out. Facebook comments, not so helpful. So if you've commented on Facebook, I would just say take the time to go in and fill out the survey and give us the comments there. That's where it's going to be most helpful. But think long term. This is long term. It's a plan. And as soon as we get this project taken care of, then we can continue to focus on the other needs of the community. So, and
So we're collecting input. So if you go to the city's website through the middle of March, so take time to go on, watch the video. You can zoom in and out on the plan if you want to click on it and look at it closer. And certainly reach out and ask questions to me if you have any questions. And then we're trying to take all those comments and then really bring it back to council and share the input that we received, make any final adjustments to the plans, and have council adopt them.
All right. We are out of time, but thank you so much. Very interesting, folks, and there's a lot of information on the website, and you can take that survey and do give them, put down your thoughts in the survey fashion, not necessarily Facebook or any other type of social media.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
That is Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, City Engineer Dave Bennett. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080. Coming up in just a moment or so, we'll have a look at the local news with Rich. State news is next.
At Great Rivers Mutual, you get the coverage you need from the people you know. And we will be there for you when you need us most, because at Great Rivers Mutual, we grow trust locally. With 18 agencies and over 100 agents across Minnesota, including Northfield, Kenyon, Wanamingo, Goodhue, and Lakeville areas, our agents provide friendly, personalized service and know how to build a customized insurance package to fit your needs. For big company amenities with a small town feel, visit greatriversmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Minnesota News Network. Good morning. I'm Brent Pohm. The proposed Tamarack Nickel Mine, about 50 miles east of Duluth, among spotlighted projects as President Biden announced what he calls major investments in domestic production of critical minerals and materials.
We can't build a future that's made in America if we ourselves are dependent on China for the materials that power the products of today and tomorrow. And this is not anti-China or anti-anything else. It's pro-American.
There is some local opposition to the nickel mine in northeastern Minnesota, but statewide environmental groups are still evaluating the project. Jury deliberations expected today after a month of testimony in the federal civil rights trial of three ex-Minneapolis officers accused in the death of George Floyd. Former U.S. Attorney Tom Heffelfinger anticipates
it's going to be a challenge for the jury to keep all three cases separate and not to just throw them all into the same pile with Derek Chauvin.
Thomas Lane, J. Alexander King, and Tu Tao also face a separate state trial on charges they aided and abetted Derek Chauvin. Congressman Tom Emmer's co-sponsoring legislation that would make permanent several individual rates and deductions in the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act. Minnesota Republicans said, quote,